All right, we have kind of an unbelievable, really, update now on a story we've been following for almost a decade. You might remember the Massachusetts father, Paul Monty, whose son, Army Sergeant Jared Monty, was killed in Afghanistan in 2006. When Jared was buried in the National Cemetery on Cape Cod, his father noticed there were no flags on the flat veterans' graves. It was to make it easier to mow. Well, Paul got that rule changed and then started Operation Flags for Vets, enlisting volunteers who flocked to the cemetery before every Veterans and Memorial Day to place flags on the almost 60,000 graves at the cemetery. Here Now's Alex Ashlock went in 2011 and spoke to Paul.
I think I have this right. Do you still drive Jared's truck?
Yes, I do. There it is. It's him. It's got his DNA all over it. I love driving it because it reminds me of him, though I don't need the truck to remind me of him. I think about him every hour of every day. I'm happy driving it. He's with me. But he's with me all the time anyway.
Well, you probably know where this is going. Nashville songwriter Connie Harrington heard that interview and wrote this song.
I drive your truck. I roll every window down and I'm
burning. I drive your truck. Now, Connie Harrington has written another song, and there is another truck, her brother's. Just like Paul drives Jared's, Connie is driving her brother Stanley's after he was killed in an accident. She joins us now, and Connie, we know this is going to be difficult for you, but you wanted to tell your story, and we thank you, and are so sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, tell us what happened.
He, so many lineman was, I'm sorry, Robin. Get it together. I will get it together for you.
Well, wait, hold on. That takes two of us. Well, I got to tell you, first of all, you don't have to pull yourself together. And secondly, I can't imagine hearing that. I mean, our listeners, I know, are reacting to your first song for Jared. I mean, you must, that song must make your most recent loss even more searing.
Well, it was crazy because when they brought me at the funeral home and they shipped the body, his wallet and his phone, just covered in mud from the wreck. One of his last emails was to a friend, copying the link to I Drive Your Truck to his friend. He was so proud. And he said, I'm sure you know this song. Just wanted you to see this.
He so proud of you, and you so proud of him. A lineman. That's some of the hardest work ever, and we understand that he went out to restore some power. There was a storm knocking down electric lines, and we know how dangerous it is in those buckets, and the vehicle carrying the bucket flipped. And
yeah, he was driving it. They just, you know, finished a job, and most men that do that job are kind of wild child, black sheep type there. You know, they ride motorcycles. They do dangerous things already. And certainly with my brother Stanley, he'd ridden motorcycles, done every sort of risk-taking adventure during his life. And the irony was he was just driving a bucket truck down a highway, you know, snow and water saturated, and the giant tires got off on the shoulder. And I guess from what they can tell, when he tried to correct, the top heavy bucket truck just flipped.
Yeah. And it's a reminder to people who keeps those lines going across the country, immortalized in one of the great songs of all time by Jimmy Webb, The Wichita Lineman.
Certainly, yeah.
And you and Stanley, your brother, had been talking about another song. He wanted you to write a song about him. I know you didn't get to before he died.
Right. He called and just nonchalantly, during the conversation, asked me, would I ever consider writing a song about linemen? And I said, well, of course, you know. Lets you and I get together and you tell me more details about it than I, you know, am privy to, and I'd be happy to. And that was just a couple months before his accident. And because he worked on storm like so many linemen do, they're away from home for months and months at a time. And he was in Van Wert, Ohio, And we never got the chance to have that little sit down. Yeah. But
well, then you're sitting down with someone else after this terrible loss, and they tell you, hey, there's going to be a movie about linemen.
Crazy. Absolutely. Like right after the funeral. It's one of my best friends who worked for another publishing company here in Nashville, Julie Griffith from Magic Mustang. And we rarely even go to lunch, but we usually see each other at night or on the weekends. And that day I just thought, I'm going to call Julie and let's go to lunch. So we did, and as soon as she sat down, she took a little sip of tea and paused for a moment, and she said, you're not even going to believe this, but my appointment this afternoon is with a movie producer, and they want, you know, me and my company to handle the music for the soundtrack. And Connie, it's about linemen. She had just come from my brother's funeral. She'd never met a lineman in her life. Just very, very ironic. Yeah. And I said, well, Julie, and I told her about Stanley wanting me to write a song, and I had already sort of in my mind started one. And I said, I know I'm not part of your company, but if there's an opportunity for me to participate, please let me. And there was a co-write happening with Sam Groh, and his father is a lineman currently. So she put me in the room with him and two of their other writers, Weston Davis and Dave Pittenger, and we wrote That's What We Do.
Well, we want to hear it. But before we do, we have to note another kind of, I can't believe this. You're going through the truck, just like Paul Monty went through Jared's truck and found all those, you know, the bottle rolling and, you know. You're going through your brother's truck, and you find a card you'd sent him, I think. And
the last birthday card that I had sent him was in the console of the truck. Sitting in the truck so many times, I picked it up and looked at it so many times. And finally said, I'm going to put that in the house. And I got it out of the truck and put it on my desk. And cleaning up one day, this is long after we had written, That's What We Do, I just happened to flip it over on the back where it says Hallmark. Mm-hmm. And I see that he has written some lyrics. And I realize it was the start. He was trying to write part of the song. And it was so very close to what we actually wrote, and I had never seen it. It's just unbelievable.
Well, I tell you, you can picture him in the cab, you know, doing that. Let's listen to a little of your song.
It's 5 a.m., everyone is sleeping, but us, a quick stop for Joe and a tank of diesel. Fill it up. It's bucket trucks, gloves and chains in the burning sun, the freezing rain. Hell, it don't matter, we're out in her every day. That's what we do, cause that's our time, man. Ain't no stopping till the job is through. We take this lightning in our hands and send it on down the line to you. That's what we do. That's what we do. Another town, another state, another.
Well, Connie Harrington, I don't know what more can be said. I mean, it's just too, almost too much, you know, almost too much. The different ties that are binding, you know.
There's just not a word for it.
No.
It's crazy.
I think we just leave it at that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
We take this lightning in our hands.
And by the way, the lyrics your brother Stanley wrote on the back of that card, 6 a.m. at 7-Eleven, coffee and smokes, go build another power line, beef jerky and a toke. So in a funny way, Stanley and Connie did write that song together, just not at the same time. That's What We Do will be on the soundtrack for the upcoming film, Life on the Line. You're listening to Here and Now.
But the pay is good and this brotherhood makes it worth everything. We're damn proud to say that's what we do. Cause that's our job, man. Ain't no stopping till the job is through.
That's what we do. 'Cause that's our job, man.